And it is Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen, which means that it is time to have a lovely chat with Tienus. It is Tech Tuesday with Tienus Jansen van Rensburg from Bandwidth Blog. And he is here to inform us on all things science and tech. So this week, Tienus, we are talking about AI and watermarking.
That's right. So obviously these AI tools are ubiquitous now. Anybody has access to these generative AI tools. And a lot of people are concerned, not because people are using them, more just how they're using them. Mm. So for example, we know there's a big issue in a lot of circumstances with schools, you know, students copying and pasting answers from ChatGPT and using that in their work, which is obviously not great for learning. And they're not taking anything in. It's just kind of pushing out what this AI tool has given them, which is a big concern.
Especially at a tertiary level.
Exactly. And especially when you're writing theses and, you know, you have like real research projects to do, having that done by an AI that is not real research and you're not 100% sure even if it's correct, because we know they can still hallucinate, that's quite dangerous in a tertiary education situation. So what OpenAI have done, the creator of ChatGPT, is they have reportedly created a quote-unquote watermarking tool for their AI generative tools, which means that just in the same way, for example, in your digital camera, if you take a photo, there's a watermark in the metadata that says it was taken on this date, this was the location, if you've got GPS location, so on and so on. And in the same way, they want to have this kind of big database of when the tool was used, what text was generated, what the questions were that were asked, you know, and by which users and so on. So if they have this metadata watermarking functionality on their AI tools, it means that potentially a school or a university, whatever the case might be, might pay to be able to have access to this watermarking tool that they can then just run through an algorithm to make sure that the content that they are seeing in whether it's tests or theses or research projects did not come from AI, so that we can have that integrity in these educational facilities.
That sounds all well and good, but isn't that a problem for ChatGPT?
Potentially. So that is exactly why it's not been released. They are still kind of contemplating what is the best way to do this. And they are saying there are still some shortcomings in their system, so they need some additional research to make sure it works properly. But effectively, the flip side would be if people know that there is this watermarking, they potentially don't use the tool anymore and they don't pay for the monthly subscription anymore. And that's obviously a big generator of revenue for OpenAI. So it's a little bit of a catch-22 for them. You know, several weeks back, we spoke about ethics and AI and how important this conversation has become and will still be for a very long time as these tools get better and better. And this is just the latest example. What is the right thing to do here versus how do we make the most money?
I'm still waiting for AI that can be sort of injected in, and like, and then I can learn how to play the guitar in like 3 days or something.
Well, you're going to need the Neuralink chip from Elon Musk in your brain to do that, I think. We're not quite there yet.
Yeah, no, we're definitely not.
And the other side of this kind of watermarking question is, we know that these AI tools are being used to spread a ton of misinformation online.
Yes.
And that was actually the first reason why they started building this tool, was to tackle that problem, so that if you see a piece of information, whether it's on a website or on social media, it can easily be watermarked by their system. Say this was generated by AI and it might not be true, do your own research, whatever the case might be. So it's that and the education question, a really, really hard juggle of incentives here for OpenAI.
Well, I think it's possibly a move in the right direction to sort of curb all of the craziness surrounding, you know, doing your essays in 3 seconds instead of actually doing the work.
Exactly.
Because that can only lead to a generalized dumbing down of society.
Yes, that and less actual research being done and pushing us forward in all of these fields that people are studying. That is essentially the, you know, the main point of going into tertiary education, doing a master's degree, doing a doctorate, is to push these fields forward, and we might not have these great inventions in the future if this is not sorted.
Hey, and I'm not going to be happy if my GP has to look for an answer to my ailment on like AI.
That would be worrying.
That's not going to work for me. We'll be back next week to chat to Tienus about more science and technology. And if you want to listen to this again, then you can go and visit Bandwidth Blog and they will chat about this more in depth. Other than that, we'll be back to the music right after these.